On several occasions, Joe Allen has led a group of UB students into the wild at Yellowstone National Park, where its most iconic figure may be the grizzly bear. A ferocious presence that can weigh up to 800 pounds and stand nearly 10 feet tall, the grizzly, Joe Allen says, is not the biggest threat. In fact, the bears tend to scamper away when a group approaches.
More than likely, we'll have closer encounters with bison.
Is that right?
Yeah,
bison. Can you describe how that might occur?
Well, when we're there, the bison are in the rut, and the males are very amorous and very competitive, and they walk wherever they want. I mean, a 2,000-pound bison bull goes where he wants to go, and oftentimes that might include near tourists, definitely across the road. And so you have to be extremely careful. More people are gored and injured by bison in Yellowstone than any other animal.
With that safety disclaimer extended, Joe Allen and the UB College of Arts and Sciences have organized another Yellowstone program this summer. It's called Megafauna and Predation in Yellowstone National Park. And this time, it's open to the general public.
Yeah, it's Megafauna and Predation in Yellowstone National Park. Megafauna usually implies the large animals. From coyotes, wolves, bears, up to varieties, including elk, deer, bighorn sheep, the larger animals, and mountain lion, the one we haven't seen yet. But on our last trip, we saw all of the megafauna in the park.
Really?
And the only one we didn't see was the mountain lion.
Well, we know the mountain lion's there.
They're there.
Yeah.
They saw us.
Mountain lion aside, Allen says his classes see plenty of wildlife, and it's not left to chance encounters. They communicate with officials with the Park Service and other locals who keep tabs on the wildlife, especially wolves.
Then if, for instance, there has been a kill somewhere, let's say there's an active wolf kill, we'll go to the active wolf kill and watch it from wherever the vantage point is. Typically it's from the road.
Mm-hmm.
And last year we watched a wolf kill for 14 hours. And one pack came in and fed on that. And we watched the entire pack dynamics, the alpha female, the alpha male, the beta female, the beta male, and all of the hierarchy of the pack ate in a particular sequence. The alpha female had pups and at that time, and she made three 12-mile trips with food back to the pups during the time we watched her.
Since their reintroduction less than three decades ago, wolves have altered the Yellowstone ecosystem. According to Joe Allen, wolves have thinned the population of elk and their voracious grazing habits, allowing for trees and other plant life to mature. The wolves have established their own territories. Allen and a group of his students witnessed that firsthand when some of the Molly's pack began feasting on a kill too close to the Lamar Canyon pack.
And about 20 minutes later, one of my students said, "You can't believe who's coming up the valley." And sprinting up the Lamar Canyon by the Lamar River were eight of the Lamar Canyon pack, and they were running full bore. And they came up the hill where these four mollies were. And the mollies scattered. They cornered one, ran it across the Lamar River, ran it across the road, and 75 yards where we were standing, they killed that wolf.
Wow.
And we have it totally documented on film. We took 1,000 shots of that. Park Service wanted our pictures. We were all interviewed because we were right there and saw the whole thing. It was absolutely amazing. And not many biologists have ever even seen pack-on-pack aggression.
Allen and his group have access to high-performance digital camera equipment and other technology to enhance their experience. Fly fishing, hiking, and visits to Yellowstone's geyser basins are part of the itinerary for this year's trip, which runs from July 28th through August 7th.
In Yellowstone, actually right outside the park, we're staying in cabins, rustic cabins with kitchens and bathrooms. It's very nice.
You almost sound disappointed when you say that.
I love tents. But we're staying there.
For details, search UB Events Yellowstone. Organizers have set a June 15th deadline for those interested in attending. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.